Welcome to the podcast series from Tripure, where we discuss everything related to the future of corporate travel, travel bots, AI, ML, analytics, and more.
Welcome, Geeta. Once again, it's been great two sessions before, and I'm looking forward to another wonderful session with you. Looking forward, welcome both.
Thank you. Thank you once again, Daljit. I'm really looking forward for a good interaction now. I'm sure I'll have some more to learn right now while sharing my thoughts.
Wonderful. So here is the first topic, virtual travel assistance and the progress of travel technology around seamless process integration within an organization. What are your comments?
Okay, very interesting questions. What I'll do is I'll answer in three parts. So I'll pick that up as one. First one is seamless process integration. So if I have to answer that, in my opinion, right, this has to be providing uninterrupted quality service and maintain customer satisfaction. And at a high, it cannot be like a satisfaction is okay, I did, you're happy and I'm happy. Rather than that, a superior satisfaction level and without compromising on the compliance part. This is very, very important from holistic purpose, right? So always we look at uninterrupted quality service and maintaining a high customer satisfaction without compromising on compliance part. So be it service or technology, it has to measure up to the all this expectation, right? So that is something which has to be driven if at all we are looking at a virtual travel assistant. And if I have to look at the second part, if it's a virtual assistant, it could be a machine bot or a personnel sitting at any different geography, or it could be a messenger, or it could be anything what we spoke earlier, right? So what I see, world has moved, right, from implant environment to a virtual, though it has been sluggish, I would say. I have to admit it has been sluggish in a way and not at the expected momentum in the industry today. However, when it is virtual, the emotional portion is not addressed, which generally you hear from people many cribbing about it, saying that okay, the virtual, it doesn't feel like a person sitting there and talking to me. That's I think most of the Asians would relate to this, but then that is as a part of industry it comes in whenever we talk about the virtual, but this is going to change. But having said that, but this need not be the case if one is looking for a quick solution and it is not for a friend or an emotion. Like most of the business travelers are always moving and they have no time for saying even the pleasantries, exchange pleasantries, that is a kind. I think that is what we are in mostly today. And hence, I would say this would be a better because the quick solution it provides are, it need not be a friend or emotion though it is expected. And it is a virtual assistant is what is a great way to look at it. So now, if I have to see the virtual assistant, this advice to any travel group, how they provide support with a quick turnaround time and also to more accuracy, right? Just a couple of things to say, right? This also provides umpteen number of job options, right? When you're creating a virtual assistant, because it need not be an implant, the person selected sitting in there, it could be anywhere, and it creates opportunity for people, and it takes a country to a better way if you look at the bigger perspective. And agile working environment and technical in nature, this is easy and simpler. So virtual assistant for me, it is the best because looking at these kind of holistic benefits it has got. And third point to my answer, when you are saying progress of travel technologies, the meaning of travel technology has emerged, right? You agree with that. And it has progressed, right? From booking ticket on a GDS by an IATA trained staff, then it moved to an implant, and then it has booked to a self-booking tool. So it's everything on the move, which is everything on the move. Now, is this all? No, there could be more. It could be a voice assist, right? We are looking at more. It is not, where it was and where it is today, there is a, vast difference. So what I see now, the technology can do many aspects, right? It can address many aspects. So, which is even people couldn't even have imagined, right? So for example, how many fare, how many route options if I just take a ticket booking, right? Or what is the time frame? And what could be the preferences, right? In one shot, right? At a click of a button, it can give it to you, right? If you're only talking about the ticketing, I'm saying, right? And one more thing is data capture, right? That is also possible with a click of a button. So many decisions can be taken. So life can be pretty simpler and provide many opportunities with the time to the organization, to the travelers, to the whole of the country also, I would add it, and anybody involved and the suppliers in a click of a button. It's so well niched, and the technology can integrate with any program and show you what you are really into. The kind of an amalgamation, what is happening, can be more broader. Today we are only on ideas and the vision is pretty limited, I feel, in the technology. If you look at beyond a point, you can do much more. You can let the people, free to from the routine job and to think more and be more creative, right? For that, if at all your repetitive job, or if at all it is some data job, or it could be anything to clicking of the certain things and using the expertise, if that can be taken away from people, they will have usage of their brain for better things in life. And I think life could be much more better and simpler, and also the world will be a better place to live, I think, depending on our technology, which can do a lot many things than what it is doing today. As I said, it has to provide a holistic approach, and it has to be within the compliance boundary. It's very, very important, because compliance talks about more of a policy and the rules and the company, fit-in guidelines. I think that is something a technology should always connect with and understand the requirement of the traveler and provide what is a best solution available in the market and see what can be done more with the time and provide that holistic solution. So technology can be a boon. People do say that it is a boon or a bane. I would say a boon from all this. Bane is only when you don't use it right, or when you don't have the right mind to say what technology you need. If you know what technology you need, it can be only a boon and not a bane. So to understand what you need is very, very important, and what is there in the market to understand and discuss and spend the time with the suppliers. Today there are so many companies are coming with the technologies, right? Sit with them, have a chat, understand what is that they have. Can they do more? Encourage them to do more if you need more. Give them an idea to grow. At least open up. I don't see many corporates don't even opening up to talk to the people. Open up. Give them an opportunity to say, can they get it to you? Can they curate the process, what they have with them as a technology? So allow them, have that, one-to-one discussion more. Have that open discussion. I think that is where the technology will grow. And technology has to be there. And this is a way to go forward. For me, technology can answer not many questions. And today, there's a word of do it yourself, right? People love to do that. Everything is on the click of a button. And that makes less, troublesome and more progressive. And that's the way the world is looking for. Looking at the Z generation or the X or the millennials, they are all into technology. And you can see why they are so progressive, and they think more and they have a lot to talk. I think that is where I see the technology is being part of our life, and it is adding a lot more value. And I really stand by it.
So you are essentially a strong believer of a virtual travel assistant. First, your key point is that this should be connected with your internal system, with your vendors / partners, where there should be a steady interaction around the data that is collected, and also there has to be a compliance that has to be adhered to. And thirdly, there has to be a sense of emotional connect with the user. But net, a virtual travel assistant is the future, but a connected system is a must.
Completely agree with you. Understanding the need with the underlines the whole process. The holistic approach with understanding the customer is very, very important for any virtual assistant. Yeah, that's the way to go.
This has been great, wonderful session once again, and really looking forward to the next one, Geeta. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Saljit. I mean, it's always been very, very interesting to talk to you, chat about.
This podcast is brought to you by Tripure, a leader in AI and ML-based corporate travel solutions, specially designed for business travelers, CFOs, HR teams, and travel admins. Check us out at www.tripure.com and don't forget to subscribe to our social channels.